time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show, Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. Now, when you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy just want to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television like the wife of Atlanta or basketball wise. I'm trying not to put a division line among the people, but to unite all people. And the topic of the show is the wound you can't see. And the scripture that we will be coming from is 2 Timothy 17. But I would like to open up with a prayer. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to love one another. Give the gift that keep on giving. That is love and understanding. And help us to stop choosing weakness to get out of a task that we have for ourselves. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I am your host, John Lowe.
Give them praise. Come on, don't be shocked. We gon' give them praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega?
Right.
You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Hey. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince.
Prince.
Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince.
Prince.
Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify.
Hey.
He got that power. Much more than Kanye.
Hey.
Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came and died, but he rose on that thigh.
Yeah.
Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet.
Okay.
And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm.
Hey.
First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Get your music right. Don't be caught up singing thongs.
No.
Read up on your words too, and don't be focused on
songs. Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a Lord
yeah.
praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
start repeating.
Yeah.
It's the end
yeah.
of days.
Yeah.
Get down
yeah.
on your knees, let
yeah.
him know that he's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Hey.
Go ahead, I get a Lord
hey.
praise.
Hey.
Pay attention,
hey.
start repeating.
Hey.
It's the end of days.
Hey.
Get down
hey.
on your knees, let him know that he's amazing.
Hey.
He's amazing.
Hey.
He's amazing.
Hey.
Jesus came and died for the whole.
Yeah.
Got enough blood for you and also for your home.
Yeah.
Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely.
Right.
Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely.
Yeah.
Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul.
Yeah.
Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe.
Yeah.
When you go to the throne, but got a right to go bold.
Okay.
Confess that back, things from the devil, that's what he owes.
Even
me like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy.
Yeah.
From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me.
Now check me out.
Yeah. Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a Lord
yeah.
praise.
Yeah.
Pay attention,
yeah.
start repeating,
yeah.
it's the end
yeah.
of days.
Yeah.
Get down
yeah.
on your knees, let
yeah.
him know that he's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise.
Pay attention,
start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing.
And Omega, the creator,
yeah.
the final way maker, on top and ungreater.
Right.
So the Satan is a lion, full fledged hater.
Okay.
He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible. So how could
okay.
you believe on what them doctors
yeah.
do? Working in a hospital.
Okay.
Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you.
Right.
A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through.
Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you.
Yeah.
If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust
okay.
the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. He can't ignore.
Why you think God Jesus came?
To pay the price we can't afford.
constantly your best until the Lordy did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You're listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. This, the topic of the show is the wound you can't see. And the scripture that we will be coming from is 2 Timothy 2:16-17. And verse 16 reads, "But shun empty speech that violate what is holy. For they will advance to more and more in ungodliness." And 17 says, "And their word will spread like gangrene." You know, every day is a new day you have to say to yourself. And I can enter the race of life, and I can be a winner in life. I heard somebody the other day say they was tired of trying, and I said in my mind I was tired of not trying. We sometimes give up on things in life too easy. Yes, it's going to be hard because it's life. Up to you to deal with whatever you are confronted with in life. Sometimes you got to dig down deep and gut it out within yourself. You know, tell yourself, I can handle this. I can make this work. I just need to gather my mind and get focused in life. So many people in your life or so many things in your life clutter your thoughts and your thought patterns. And sometimes you have to get to a quiet place in your life and just sit down so you can meditate and gather yourself. Therefore, keep reaching towards your cry for help and give yourself time to push forward, to turn your pain into love, so you will adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. Every time I turn around, I see kids fighting. You know, I see y'all pain because there's nobody there to love you. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you become your pain and manifest your weakness as being a strength. And manifest your and turn your pain into love. See, when you fight over something, you fight with hate. And when you fight for something, you fight with love. Those be the goals you achieve. Activities you dare let life take away from your dreams. See, if you must fight, fight for a better you. Not because the one you admire the most didn't see your cry for attention and waiting for that validation to give you the okay to love yourself and be proud of yourself. Instead, they took the strength out of your character and prejudiced their own weakness. Because this world didn't get a chance to see them manifest their greatness. So when they look into your eyes, they see their own pain, their hurt and scars. So that's what they put in you. So now life became stressful to your aspiration and motivation. They felt like life closed the door of opportunity to believe in yourself. See, now you need to show others how you didn't close the door behind you once you entered success. Only thing you need is an idea to put it into motion in your mind. And the world will see this dream manifest all your greatness. So you must tell yourself or tell self-doubts, I will deliver to you my confidence. Of my relentless to destroy your request for me to give up so easy in life. See, without a fight. See, I came to the conclusion of the matter. Disregard what is confusing your judgment. Begin to act with discretion. See, and I began to direct my steps. Because only I can be displeased with my destination. and only I can add a step in the walk of life. Always remember that the heart has the key to success. Only if the mindset receives all the ingredients. Those ingredients say it may be difficult, but it's possible. And see the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. And these are not the ingredients. They say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. And see the problem and let it happen. See, if you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other. So your dreams will never last if you don't persist. And it will not die if you resist to not give up. See, we need God, Holy Spirit, to navigate this problem back on the right track. So you must be able to adapt. That's what's going to enable you to survive this world broken promise. What you try to do is to reestablish giving people a chance to hold that love in their hand. So your spirit cannot show you the way until you are clear about the direction you want to travel. I would like to tell you this story of this Chinese family. We'll call them the Wu family. This father has a family, a wife, three girls, and a boy. The father seemed to be in his 60s. Every night the family had dinner together. They will only start to eat unless the whole family be there. That was their tradition. But over the period of time, the boy reached the late teen years, and just like all teens, he started hanging out with other teens. Now, the relationship with his father began to distance. They had a very close bond, but now the father began to notice a change in his attitude and the kind of music and television show that's being watched with a lot of bad language and violence. So the father and his son began to argue a lot. One night, this particular time, he came home real late, so a little pushing and shoving took place. And the son said, "I'm leaving home, and I'm not coming back." So the mother tried to convince him not to go, and pleading with him. So the son called the same friends he'd been hanging out with to come pick him up. The only thing the father done was look at his child, get into this car, and just ride away, staring with disbelief and wondering how is it he to forget that we was once was family and how he forgot about the time we shared together. So he moved out, and over a period of time, the father would just sit outside and stare down the road and look for his son to come back home. And daydream about the time he shared with his son as a child. The wife would have to go outside and to remind him to come inside to eat. So now the son have found himself a job, but he would always be thinking of his family, more about his dad. One day, he was at his job. The work he do was dealing with construction work. So he have to put on a safety belt on to keep from falling. This particular day, he forgot to check his equipment to make sure it was secure. When he began to step out onto this beam, he lost his balance. The safety belt was not secure. He fell down about 50 feet to the floor. Miraculously, he didn't die. But he was injured to the point to be confined to a wheelchair. Now, all the friends spending all this time with Fed, we don't have time to see about a cripple. So he moved back with his family because there was nobody else. See, the mother would be trying to help her son by trying to rub his legs to see if he have any feeling in him. His son would yell at her, "Leave me alone. I want to die." He would not eat, just cry all the time. The father would always be listening to the things he'd be saying to his mother, how he forgot how to love and forgot how to smile. See, the father would be in the next room just crying his eyes out. And the pain his son was in were unbearable. Until one day, his son was sleeping in the bed. His daddy just went and picked him up and carried him outside and put him on the ground and bent down and told him to get on his back. So the father put his son on his back and start carrying him, telling him to take little steps by little. We can make it. And as the father was telling him those things, the boy's feet would be dragging the ground and be crying, telling his father, "Stop." But the father would never stop until hours later. Every day the father, he'd get off work, pick his son up out of bed, and carry him outside and put him on his back and tell him to take little steps by little. We can make it. As the father was telling him those things, the boy's feet would be dragging the ground and be crying, telling his father, "Stop." But the father would never stop until hours later. After months of doing this, his son started taking little steps and willing to fight harder to connect to his father's love instead of being frustrated, anger, and rage feeling, and feeling powerless to change the reaction to the circumstances. But it was even harder to not love what his father expected of him. See, the strength in your character would bring you serenity. See, one night, the family was preparing the table for dinner. The mother looked up, and his son was walking out of his room, taking little steps and recalling how his father was carrying him on his back, saying, "Take little steps. By little, we can make it." See, the young man unattached his disappointment from his mind. You know, give others the same benefit of the doubt that you give to yourself. Are these not the things you need to feel love? See, love does not give up. You are one of God. You are the one that God is depending on you to express goodness on the face of this earth. See, when the world does not give you the credit you think you deserve, be loved, because everything else fails. The power and the name of love will lift you up. See, the question is, can you stop trying to convince God that you do not deserve to be loved and that God wants you to have? And see, and God wants you to realize that the fullest potential of the goodness that you already have. See, we all do it at one time or another. You shut down, shut people out, and refuse to budge from your opinion or demands. See, we hold people hostage to knowing that they care about us because we are angry. We are angry at them. And we get so busy in life that we don't want to address the situation or the feeling or the incident that first led us to withhold our love. You know, you are like you have done is to unattach your disappointment and let go of the hurt that holding ourselves hostage. You see, drinking from the cup of bitterness and hate, you can never be satisfied. It is not easy to deal with the hurt and pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. See, uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will later regret. See, if you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. So you may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of family environment or other factors. But what you do with that rage is within your control. So we let circumstances convince ourselves from reaching your devoted, exquisite love, because we can't stop letting our feelings control our actions. See, life longs for itself. Love comes through you, but not from you, because life left an inescapable ugly scar on your heart and emotions. See, that will not go away. See, they will not go away. See, I recall who betrayed me. Then I got mad with myself because I knew my own feelings, who decided to play with my mind and emotions. See, weakness is a choice. I think about the meaning of pain. See, pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it, and probably the only thing that is their own. See, if you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. To gain freedom from the influence of this world is to render a difference between the now and the past. You can't be two peoples at one time. And sometimes we try to become our pain. So we try to manifest our weakness as a strength. So we hide our pain and our love. See, the struggle is real. God took your shield from our circumstances so that you can grow. So you can't survive in somebody else's shadow. You can't exist. See, fear is here to fulfill your emptiness, not your need. So you have to find some keys in life to empower yourself. It starts with self-commitment and how to put strength into your confidence. Only then you are able to outrun any bad situation in life. See, God makes you recall. He said, I'll never leave you, neither desert you, nor leave the overwhelming task. How the worst moment of the worst day of your life came determination to eliminate the dissatisfaction of the spirit. So you must adjust your purpose. It's not to get the best from this world, but to give your best to this world. You must have two hearts, one for the old you and one for the new you. See, getting unstuck make the mark how you have the power to change your life. Build confidence in God promised. And how do you develop trust in him? You learn as much as you can by reading the Word of God and meditating on what you read every day. Keep those negative people out your life. See, when they see you sinking, they will not try to reach down and pick you up and help you to get back top of the water, but to let you sink. Stop letting people in life take us down to the bottom. And we will not try to swim to save ourselves from this world of people having no good intention to help us, because their lives have no hope or inspiration in their life or motivation to do anything with their life. See, the pain that was inflicted in your life could have been when your mother or father mistreating you because they was on drugs or alcohol, or been hurt in their own childhood. The same way how they treat you, or the same way somebody treated them. So they only learn what was taught to them. See, the mind is a vicious cycle. Disappointment and pain allow fear to destroy your love. One reason is because we allow other people's pain to become your life. We accept the responsibility to live up to their weakness. So you can't be two people at the same time. So you manifest their weakness as a strength. It probably could, that probably was able to be known your life. And now you don't start bullying people only to prove how desperately you are misguided. You know, stop trying to run away from yourself because you cannot. See, you must monitor your inner conversation that you have with yourself. See, most of your pain is self-chosen. And we find reason not to do some things in our life because we don't believe in ourselves. See, the starting point to take back your control is to put back the love what somebody took out of you. And how you begin is by creating a relationship with your God and forgive whoever was not understanding of your kind heart. The walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. See, until you step over into love, you will not be able to grow and prevail in confidence because you harness bitterness. See, that's what feeds your doubts. The question is, what do you want to be when it comes to your emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? You know, avoid becoming paralyzed with fear. Hold fast to what is fine. Be determined to please God. If you doesn't get any God word and take it to the heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help or become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. See, God's kind heart was not unfailing in reaching your dark home. See, only you can be displeased with your destination. And only you can add a step in the walk of life. See, God's spirit will pick you up and carry you until you are able to walk. But obviously, we jeopardize our greatness because we are afraid to step into our dreams and take on the voices we hear in our head. People saying, you can't do it, you're not good enough, and you don't belong here. Until you break up with doubts. See, strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through your hardship and decide not to surrender, that's the strength. See, it's not the knockdowns that define us, but how many times you can bounce back. Now, what kind of name are you making for yourself? Analyze the detail of the obstacles, how you overcame them, and how a new chapter to your life is being written. What will it say? What will be recorded in people's mind of your life? Become all things. Break the oppressor's opinion of you. And stop letting someone else's opinion become your reality. And stop letting your greatness be cut short from someone else's pain. See, if we take time to be zealous and not jealous, we can have impact on people's lives. Some animals have been created with a remarkable ability to hibernate and survive the harshness of a cold winter in an extended period of food shortage. As people, we have some of these traits. We put ourselves to sleep. We hibernate who we are on the inside because we are beneath other people's opinion of us. So we become like the dead leaves that have fallen off the trees. We just lying under the piles of leaves and waiting for someone to rake them off of us. See, as your fears absorb in moisture, beneath the dead leaves, the soil been nourishing you with life, waiting for growth. But fears is smothering your life and overlapping you without a way to manifest your greatness. You haven't yet discovered about yourself. See, because it wasn't no one to encourage you what you long to become. See, without sunlight and water, and regular love, you will not grow healthy in life. without someone to see the life there. But we live in a time where people who may have good intention, but who lack the power to carry them out. The reality is that many people do find it very difficult to put faith in anyone's promise. When you see train tracks, and if you wonder how far these tracks go, you are one of many that will not be able to see life to the fullest. Because, see, you are disillusioned with all the pain in your life. You're not able to look through your spiritual eye at life. See, if you had a spiritual eye, the question shouldn't be how far these tracks go, but how many people died laying these tracks. So many people can't see the sacrifice what was made. Do you ever wonder, my name was being treated with disrespect? When you see homeless people, you start judging appearance, talking about the outward appearance, never taking a second, just wondering about what kind of heart they have. Instead, you see them being weak and not bearing fruit. Somewhere in life, God took the shield from their circumstances, also that we can grow. See, let us let them know that I walk this path with you, not as a leader, but as a companion and a friend. The question is, what do I want to be when it comes to my emotions? In the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? See, life cuts so deep, you must be able to heal quick or be able to have patience to heal before you encounter another cut from this cruel world. You know, direct your heart successfully, no matter how unlovable or worthless they seem. You know, therefore, keep reaching towards their cry for help. You know, give them your time. Push forward to enable their hectic impulse to remember the kind act of love you poured out of your heart, expressing deep sorrows. See, if you doesn't get any God word and take them to their heart, you will go blind to people's cry for help and become cold-hearted to others. You must have love to be able to see life as a gift instead of a curse. You know, in life, your kids, they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that the only way to reaffirm reality is by fighting, smoking, and having sex. Now, they separate their emotions, and when you start challenging them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side of you. So now they became a threat to your confidence. And only then they think you will consider them having a stable place in life. You know, what a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future abilities. And such studies indicate that early childhood is a critical time for developing the brain function necessary to handle life information, expressing emotion normally, and becoming proficient in language. But pushing small children too hard, too fast, will stop them striking a reasonable balance and understanding. It could be that, you know, to follow instruction. See, they may not be fast learning, but they're thorough learning. You know, if you make a child feel loved and connected, brain development will follow. Infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as pick up a toy that they drop. See, infants have an extremely short attention span, so play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now, as parents, stop putting your pain into your kids, because the wound you can't see is their pain. You had heard "Give Him Praise" in the beginning of the show, And that was a wonderful song, and I like that. And that's what we need to start doing, giving him praise. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You'll listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Other day, about a preacher who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "He's supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. Won't throw you away after you've done wrong, but I'll pick you up and step you off and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we would be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else. And take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done that.
Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard He didn't give up on me. The topic of the show was the wound you can't see. Is there any callers on the line? Is there anything you would like to add on to this show or share an experience in your life? Uh, 954, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. This is Arielle, and I'm just calling again so I can learn something new today.
Okay.
And I see that you preached some really good messages. You did say a metaphor. You said, I like that analogy that you said about dead leaves on the floor. And sometimes we can be underneath all the other leaves and we're waiting for somebody to rake the leaves off of us. I thought that was a really good comparison you made to that of, you know, basically needing somebody to, like, you know, care about you and show some love and comfort. And I do feel like, you know, love is definitely a powerful word, you know, and we need God. We always need to stay in a pure, cleansed soul, spirit, body, and mind in order for us to feel God's love in us. And if we're not, then we're not going to feel God's love. So it really all comes down to us doing what's right and continuing to do what's right.
This is Raw Dog. I like what she just said. That was good. That was very, very good. Now, I got a question for you. I got something for you, something to think about.
Okay.
Why is it that we only praise God when we win the lottery or, you know, so and we win a car or we hit the jackpot at the casino, but we don't praise God for the bologna sandwich we just had? You know, it's kind of a backwards thing, you know. I got to say this to you. You were talking about love. You know, God loves you unconditionally, okay? You are a child of God. He loves you unconditionally. But we only seem to call on him when things are going out of our control or badly, okay? But we forget to praise him when we're eating our bologna sandwich. Or we forget to praise him when we get out of bed and we can walk. You know, the funny part about it is that to feel love is to love God. And you will get love back. It's something, you know, growing up when I was young, you know, my mom and dad sent me to Sunday school and I got my perfect attendance Bible and what have you, and you know, and then when I became a teenager, I stopped going to Sunday school, except there was this one young lady that was going there for a special class, and I went, and she became my high school sweetheart, but that's a whole nother story. Anyway, so what happens is that, you know, as I started growing up, you know, I praised God for everything that was good that happened in my life. You know, I got a job. Thank you, Jesus. You know, those type of things, you know, that seem monumental. But I forgot to praise God when I woke up in the morning and just giving me that day. I forgot to praise God when I'd eat that bologna sandwich that took away my hunger. And then I realized that you praise him for the fact of being. And you love him.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily because you can call on him when things seem to be rough, but you love him because he's always there. See, the thing that human beings forget is he's always there.
Yeah.
God is always on time. You know, I used to hear the elders say, you know, you can call on God, and he'll be there. He's always on time. And then as a young person, I would say, God, please help me. And it wasn't like Jeannie twitching her nose, because nothing instantaneous would happen. But then on time, after I sweated and suffered and doubted and worried and lost sleep and lost hair and what have you, and went crazy in my mind, God opened the door and he was on time. But see, that's what you have to go through when you forget to praise him every morning when you wake up. Because, you see, you'll be put through the trials and the tribulations, and you'll realize what you can't control by your own hands. And you'll realize that, hey, you know, I'm doing something wrong. You know, we talk about being pure. Well, we're only human beings. You know, we have weaknesses of the flesh, okay? So you have to understand that even though you have those weaknesses, you have to ask God for the right individual when those weaknesses come. That may sound crazy, but who wants to be forgotten? Who wants to be used? Don't you just want to be loved, whether it's a relationship that lasts forever or a relationship or a minute that's never forgotten by the other individual ever in their life? You see, the thing that we live on are memories that we can share that are appreciated by someone else. And, you know, the older that I've gotten, I can remember real love, true love, but the relationship didn't work. That minute, that minute that we shared, that was real. So when we start talking about purity and what have you, what's pure? Everything has its dark and ugly to it. Can we persevere it is what we have to ask ourselves. Can we endure? Can we overcome it? And let me say this. With God, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible. And you know what? It sounds like, okay, he's old, and okay, I hear what he's saying. But guess what? It's real. It's real. You find your God. He's the same God as mine, but you find yours.
That's right.
And then you test yourself. Walk it. You know, somebody asks you and what have you, say, oh, hey, I love the Lord, you know. Hey, I don't wake up without praising him every day, and I don't go to sleep without thanking him for that day. And
well,
guess
no, you,
what?
You
go ahead.
You gave a good example. One thing I always say to myself, that once you find God, you find yourself. You mentioned what is pure. Pure love. When I think it's only thing is pure is love. I don't know, you may not be this sensitive, Rod Dog, but if you ever look at a certain movie and you get to the scene and you start crying and tears start running down from your face, that is pure love. Unconditional love. To able to cry and give of yourself. That's the only thing I can think about pure love. I know there's a lot of people watch movies and they start crying. They don't understand. They cry every time they see that part. And when they get to that scene, they cry. And that can only be pure love, what you have with inside of you. And it tapped into that pure love. And that's only love. But you had gave a good point about that.
Well, you know what? Now you talk about crying. We talk about hurt. We talk about pain, you know. I tell you, you know, a test of Christianity is watching the news. There's so many things that go on all over the world that it actually a struggle to not feel pain and hurt for a lot of the things that they broadcast, you know, mother killed, child killed in car accident, crossing the street, getting off the school bus, you know, and you start to say, wow, that parent, what if they'd have just kept that child home? You know, and then you start feeling the pain and the hurt because, you know, as a parent, you don't want to ever let your child outside. You don't really, you know, if you could keep your child inside and teach your child and what have you, the world doesn't get to hurt your child. And, you know, the whole thing about, you know, emotions, you know, they say real men don't cry. That's a bunch of bull crap. Cry like a baby. It's just you don't cry in public. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you. I'm going to, hey, not, you know, my mom used to say there's nothing wrong with tears. Tears come from the inside out. And you know what? The thing is that emotions such as the disparity, pain, you know, those things are more human than anger, revenge, you know, because the Lord will lift that, but the Lord is also testing you to find out your worthiness as being a true human being, to love and to feel someone else's pain, and you feel the hurt. You're sharing something that can't be described. It's not something that you manifested or intended to share. It's not something that you were aware was going to affect you and it was going to bring about the emotions. But then you, for some reason, the growth of you, understanding that another human being is hurt or lost, and you realize then you've grown. You've grown and you're a child of God, and to love everyone. I mean, you know, that not in love, but to love everyone is what, as a human being, you're supposed to do. Now, that doesn't mean you take them home. That doesn't mean you feed them. But there is a kindness and a goodness and an understanding that you can leave them where you find them, but you can hope for the best for them and just pray for mankind. You know, and when you start to do that, you can accept and walk among the people and be one of God's children. I mean, you know, that doesn't mean you're giving out money to people standing on corners. That just means you understand, sympathize, and you wish better for them. If everybody did that, think about how it would be as you walked outside of your door. Everybody wishing better for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Wishing okay, you know?
Yeah. I want to say something. I did like when you said when we praise God, it's like when we should give God thanks and you know, and let Him know, you know, that He's, you know, that we're thankful of even the smallest things. I do want to say that basically when we praise God, we push away, you know, negative spirits around us. Somebody could have no love within them, but when they praise God,
I think she hit the mute button.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
You hit the mute button, didn't you?
Hello?
Did you use the mute button?
Hello?
Can you hear us now?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Ariel, are you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I think she's going to have to call back in.
Okay.
As I was smoking a cigarette, she disappeared, and I almost choked myself to death. But praise God. Thank you, Jesus. It did not happen such a way, and I need to quit. So that's what it's telling me. But she was making a good point.
Yeah, she was making a great point. And you brought up a great point also when you say growth. Growth is dealing with spiritual things. You got to have growth to be able to have spiritual feelings in life, to be able to connect with yourself and connect with others. What you contribute to life, I mean, your contribution to life is going to determine what your spirituality. And that's what you was talking about, though, how that,
guess what? I think, is this Ariel?
Yeah, I had to switch phones. I'm so sorry about that. I was saying hello, 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 and I just hear you guys say, I think she touched the mute button. I'm like, talking, I can hear you.
You almost choked me out of this world. I was smoking a cigarette, and you disappeared, and you caught me off guard.
No,
but I praise God that
I don't know what happened.
Happen.
You know, I guess the devil was trying to take me off the phone so you guys don't have to hear what God is trying to tell you.
Well, Ariel, you know what? I'm going to say this to you. You know, hey, we love it when you call in and fellowshipping, and I love hearing your questions. And, you know, we didn't get all of your question before you broke, you know, you fell off the air. Do you remember what that was?
Yeah, it wasn't a question, but I was telling you that I liked the part when you said of us giving thanks to God, even if it's the littlest things, like eating a bologna, you know, eating a sandwich, because basically when you give God praise and when you tell God, you know, you're thankful of this and that, what you do is you push away negative spirits around you, and then you clear the atmosphere. So a lot takes place while you're giving God thanks. You know, like, we're in a battle welfare, so basically when you give God thanks, you push the devil away from you. You push all his servants, all his angels away from you. And then even if somebody has no love within them, once they give God thanks and they praise God, that's when God brings his love to you. So I do believe that, you know, giving God thanks, especially when we're young, I feel like that's something that, you know, the parents should tell their kids, you know, to give God praise at a young age.
Oh, yeah.
Because that is a powerful thing.
Well,
that is
also
our weapon.
You know, I got to say this. I don't remember a meal with my parents that we didn't say grace before we began eating. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a child, you don't understand it, what they're really doing. You participate in it. But then as you start to grow up and what have you, you realize that every meal that you have is a blessing. Because have you ever been hungry and had no food? Have either one of you gone through that?
I know I have.
Okay.
Yeah, I've definitely been through that.
Hey, I know I have once I became an adult because I thought food was automatic, okay? It just happens, okay? And
yeah,
I have gone hungry. And I can remember a week of eating tuna fish. And I praise God every day. Hate tuna fish today, but I praise God every day that I had that tuna fish sandwich, because without it, hunger is not a joke, okay? Hunger is one of the worst, I would say, experiences that you can go through that really challenges, and you start questioning who and what you are about, okay? because everybody else is eating. And that is that, you know, and some people eat three meals a day. So one tuna fish sandwich a day.
Some people eat.
I think that's a problem with a majority of the kids today, is that we the parents give the kids too much things in life, and really sit down and talk to the kids and let them really earn what they the gift that they buy for them. They give them so many. I mean, a kid goes to school with $200 pair of sneakers on, a book bag, cell phone. They got about $500 worth of, I mean, outfit on, and not really thankful and take care of what they have. I think
exactly.
We need to start teaching kids how to have morals. And I think that's where we step out of bounds at and forgot. You know, we need to get back on track with the kids and teaching them basic things in life, how to talk to each other, how to be courteous to other kids, and not to pick on kids because the other kids are unfortunate in life. And that's the main problem with a lot of things with the kids today in life. A lot of parents is on drugs, and so they take their money and they spend it all up, and they doesn't have the money to buy these kids new sneakers. They got to keep wearing the same old sneakers to school, and then kids see that, and they pick on these kids, and the bullying starts. And that's where a lot of problems begin in kids' life. And we need to get back to the basics in life and teach kids how to say yes, sir, no, ma'am, all those things. But you get in school, it doesn't say that. It doesn't know what that means. So the parents themselves got to get to know God for themselves, because there's a lot of people lost out there. So you can't really teach what you're not really experienced right now in life. And everybody, you know, so many people are so confused right now, so much going on in this life. Everything is moving so fast, you know. I think you were saying something earlier, right off, you know, one day you look at the TV, the news, so much going on, and you lose hope. And that's the problem with everybody. They're losing hope, and they got to go back to the to find God. And once you find God, you find yourself. And
exactly.
That's what we need to do more is to help one another. And you gave a good example about it. You know, take the notion to help somebody.
Well, you know, John, I think we've had one heck of a good show. You know, and I appreciate Ariel for calling in. She's faithful. She's always there to talk. And God bless her. But you know, we're running to the end of the show, John. And you know, the only thing that I can tell you is that, hey, you know, it's been a blessing, Ariel. We wish you love. You are truly an angel. You keep smiling. We'll be here next Sunday. John, you got any final words?
Only thing I would like to say is that I would like to close with a prayer. And I just like to say, let it be peace in the valley. You know, love one another. Let's give love instead of hate. And I would end it with a prayer. You know, God, I would like to approach your throne. There is so many things to choose from all the blessings that you have given me to choose from. Just life itself is gratifying to me. And it's a pleasure for you to be able to use Rod Dog and RL to come on the show and to help to share the message of love and to help people to grow together. And this I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hey, you know what? I think it calls for this song for the end of the show. Here we go.
There will be marches with our song. Song will be singing in the east. the gathering. We're in the west. They all will be shouting. We're in the north.
They will be marching. We're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north. They will be marching. We're down south. They will be singing in the east. They will be gathering in the west. They will be shouting in the north.
Every day that this world changed. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this is a cold world that we living in. And this is a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home.
It's people inside in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Them 45s and them AKs. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching. We're down south.
So they will be.
Put your trust in the Lord.